The frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same, 'cause the frog in the window will dance for you. He'll tap out the rhythm in bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one. You're talking of death, and he puffs. Just being born is problem enough, and the frog in the window will sing for you. The frog in the window will smile for you with his straw hat and his cane. And you know that you will not be the same.
Thank you. somewhere on the wires are numbers of black and white. Computers run them over the line, and the wires are right. I offered you my loving, I offered you my mind, but it's a thing I told you that another man would want you anytime. Any computer love affair would have you, any other would want you so badly. You like doing things that you like to do, and you know them. They're all around you. You like the standard games that participate your soul, and you think that it's found you. And you like your parties, and you like your theater, and you like to sit and talk your shop for hours and hours until later. You can say the intellectuals assume that they make your mind jump just like computer wires as they run along the line. I only gave you my mind, I only gave you my love. Houses, roofs to shelter you, cars to get you around, not one but two. And your little darlings will have the best school, and you couldn't come with me, for that would break the rules. And you love what you think you should love. Any computer would love you, any mind that ever, 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 ever. I only gave you my love, I only gave you my mind. Any computer lover would find you are so lovable, and yet you're not mine. Happy parties, happy social life, happy giving yourself the name of being his wife. You win, 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 you win.
I only gave you my soul, I only gave you my heart, I only gave you the stars, I only gave you what I could give, I only gave you what I can live. Any computer lover would love you until they turn the electrician.
Sitting there playing my guitar, feeling my luck is mighty drain. I go down to have a cup of coffee, see if my luck might change. Look up over my coffee, want to tell you the truth. What it feels like to see a pretty dark-haired little girl, pretty blue eyes looking right back at you. Make no mistake, you gotta make it. To the outskirts of town, my thumb up and her eyes looking down. Long comes a convertible, long blonde hair driving that thing. Hop on in, the two of you, I hear the prettiest little bird voice sing. It's her and me, and now this she, and that makes three. But a car won't stop. And we're digging on each other too much, too much. Yeah, we can't park. We're by the roadside again. Her and me, including she, all three. After a while, two more chicks come along, just got out of the movie house. Hop on in, says one, we do. Oh, we're gonna have ourselves some fun. I watch the reckless style she drives. She says, don't you know we love you, baby? And love comes groovier in fives. We're rolling on down the road. We get to the outskirts of town. Up on the cliff sides where we can look down. Hugging and kissing. Touching all the way. I look up and see something. I can't believe my eyes. A brunette and a redhead must have dumped their guys. Come on, join us, we say. And they say, okay. Now there's seven. Oh, Lord. Oh, heaven. Oh, we're hugging. Make love. Oh, real tight. I love you, I love you, I love you. Seven times tonight. One of them turns this way, the other one turns the other. Just like a Chinese puzzle. Oh, oh, brother, magnificent seven. Oh, yeah, my ears are spinning around and I'm confused. Feels so nice to be so amused. And I get to thinking, it's all too groovy. Something's gotta go wrong. I look down at my guitar. It's only a song. Oh no, no. Oh no. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, you pretty little thing. Bye-bye,
spark in my soul. Good morning, baby. Good morning. See by water damp on the window panes. Gonna be in here for a long time. It's gonna rain. Cause she wheels back. She says, oh God, oh God. She says, your love, it touched my heart. I look at her arms wrapped around me. Blind angel, what can you see? Tell me about your love, baby, touch.
Well, I look at her, I say good morning, baby. Good morning, baby. She look at me, and she's kind of grinning with her eyes. She says, good morning, Daddy. And she reaches out and she talks to me through touch.
I say, good morning to you, baby. She kind of yawns with her sleepy eyes. I said, say good morning to the dream prince. I dreamed of you last night.
In touch, in touch, out touch. Baby, you're so soft.
Touch.
With your fingers.
Yeah.
If I stand on the corner much longer, it won't matter anymore. And sooner or later I will get tired, and I'll lay down on the floor. How do I get you out of my mind? When just like railroads, we've laid so many tracks behind. Talking our words, touching you, feeling you, holding you. If I stand here on this corner much longer, sooner or later I'll get tired, and I'll close my eyes, and I'll lay down, and maybe I'll forget you for a while. All a bed of roses, but I don't like the way that it closes. Or somehow you were to be mine when it was over. So I pretend that you're happy now, and I pretend that you don't love him, but it works out. And sometimes when you turn in your sleep, you think of me, but you're tired and you're bonded now. You gave your children security. What do you think of me? Oh, ragged poet, too many words, too many dreams, and it never occurred that nothing is real like what you feel. If I stand out here much longer, I'll finally get tired, and I'll forget that he's touching you now, and I'll forget how you followed me to the stars in your mind. I'll forget the angel that makes me so blind. If I stand here much longer, if I stand here much longer, I'll get tired, I'll get tired, I'll get tired, I'll get tired. I love you, 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 melting away, melting.
I was dancing with my darling the night they were playing up here.
I enjoyed the show. What did you think about the show?
I don't know. I was just sitting and I was holding hands with her. I didn't know.
And sometimes on the pillow, I would sit there and I would feel her. She would just lay there beside me and then we'd talk sometimes. See, I had a, I don't know, a rough childhood. It's not rough, no, I mean, not money. It's just something about it was hers and her mother's and all. I couldn't find out who it was. Who was she now? I don't know.
I love, I love, I love, I love, I love you.
If I stand here just a little bit longer, maybe she'll appear and I'll think she's real. And I'll think she's real. And I'll think she's real. Oh, 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 oh.
Have you seen the little baby boy? Heard he was just born? Sure enough.
No, we haven't.
But he's there. Name on the crib, in the hospital, by the bed. Little tag. William R. Strickland.
Who's that?
That's me! That's me! That's me! That's me!
Well, now I grew up to be a young man. My father said, stupid dolt, don't you remember anything? I grew up to be a young man. Fall out of school, can't get any of his things in his head. That boy's not for this world. I grew up into a young man.
Sitting here, getting high, looking who is me?
That's I.
Then mother comes in and she has something in her hand and it says, son, you must now leave. You are on your own.
So I look inside of my face, glance into the mirror, take one glance and see my name.
I shall give myself to the people. I shall let them decide. I shall let them tell me who I am. I shall not hide. My name is William R. Strickland. Give me Strickland or give me a mirror. Oh, a mirror. That's what I want. A mirror, a mirror, a mirror, a mirror, a mirror, a mirror, a mirror.
Don't anybody believe me. Don't anybody want to hear me.
I'm just a name. I'm just a name. I'm just William R.
Strickland.
William R. Strickland. That's, me.
You are listening to In the Windows with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcast around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com. For schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Classified ads on Sunday morning, what kind of job can I get? Thumbing through my old lady is riding me with nothing yet. See, there's a worker for an engineer, college, 8 years. I ain't even graduated from high school, there's my tears. About midway down the column,
Now it seems to appear, says Rand Corporation's gonna have a war game this year. Soldiers of fortune, soldiers of dread, soldiers who can't get the war out of your head. So I went down to the corporation. I filed out my long files. They looked into computers and they began to turn and dials. A whiz and a whop and a zing-zop dooey, and that was about all she wrote. They said, "You are a young warrior. All the burdens you tote. This nice young representative, he came to me. He looked all over my body for things I don't know what he could see. He said, "You're a perfect specimen." I looked him in the eye. He said, "You're a young warrior and you don't have to die." I reported. My drill sergeant, I understand, had a PhD and nothing other than Hindu philosophy. Talked about the layman, the shaman, sitting on nails. Disbarred the Orient for believing not in the hell. So I looked him in the eye, and slow as a snail I began to sigh. "Please do tell." "The war is not like other wars. Number one, you are to wear a badge sensitive to molecular electricity. You will have a pack, a warming device to wear in the Antarctic. We have closed circuit TV from every country that will be watching. Please, do not be a ham. Do not be a ham." So I looked him in the eye and I said, "Mr. Drill Sergeant," I said, "I sure am thankful that I got this job." I said, "My wife, she says, none of that, please." Well, we went on into the war, or at least we started the preparations. And here I was on the front with these other buddies, see. Their mothers, they'd already been sending them care packages. I hadn't had no care packages because my wife, she couldn't cook very good anyhow. And pretty soon I was beginning to eat every other care package that the other boys got. And we were standing there and I asked one fella up to me, his name was Eugene. I says, "Eugene?" "What?" That's what I said to him. I said, "Eugene?" He said, "What?" "Eugene," he said, "What? You get it, don't you?" Anyway, I said, "Eugene," he said, "What?" And I said, "What do you think this here war's about?" And he said, "Well, as far as I can figure it, what it is they figured out in the world that there's been too many fleshial deaths or something like that. And what we got to do is we got to stop this and we got to find exactly which way it's going, because you got to have direction. You got to harness your power, you understand? I mean, if Edison hadn't have shown that way, we'd have never have harnessed power." And my drill sergeant, he come up and he says, "Boys," he says, "now what we're going to do is maneuverable tactics under R23 Section 102. You're all paid sergeants, and you are penetrators of the Nevermore." Please, Mr. Sergeant, would you please clarify that if you don't mind? "What I want to say to you boys is none of you is going to get killed. What you got to do is you got to take these electric guns, you see, and you got to point them at the enemy whenever you see the enemy. Now, Charles Reichert over here, he's going to be your napalm, fellow boy." "Hi, Charles."
"Hi, Eugene."
"Hi, Ed." That was my name, Ed. So he said hello to all of us, and he showed us his electrical napalm. Oh, it was a real gas, I want to tell you. So what we had to do, see, according to this here drill sergeant, is we had to penetrate behind the enemy lines. And it was some other country, and we weren't to know what other country it was, but they were all into the computer game themselves, and they'd all read the classified ads in their country, wherever it was. And the object we was going to do on closed circuit TV, and he said, if you don't be a ham, there's just a possibility that TC Fox and MGM Lion might just want to buy this property. Well, that just heightened our heads right up, you know where. So here we were, getting letters from mothers, except for me, and I had a wife, and as I told you, she couldn't cook. And we're coming out to the front lines, and there's all this, you know, that kind of sound, and everybody's beginning to buzz and shoot around there. And what they told me was, they said, you are on the honor system, and if your electrical thing gets hit, what you have to do is you have to step off onto home base, is what they call it. That's stepping somewhere outside. Home base, it wasn't really home back home, but it was home base in the Antarctic. So we step over there. Well, anyway, pretty soon as this whole war began to come on, and all this buzz, buzz, buzzing that I was telling you about begins to happen, and we're going to town, man, and the drill sergeant, he's over there saying, go to the left, go to the right, shoot over here, shoot up tight. And the napalm guy, the guy I was telling you about, boy, he was just blasting everybody, you know. And pretty soon you see all these colored lights, psychedelic as heck, and they're just pouring all over the place, and everybody's getting kind of stung watching them, you know. But we were soldiers, and we were getting paid for it, and we liked it, you know. So we didn't get toned too much, because that's for those hypocritical civilians back home. Because you see, I wasn't a civilian anymore, now I'm a soldier, and that's what I was proud about. That's what I wrote my wife about the other day. Well, anyway, here we are, and all this stuff is going around, and pretty soon, my electrical impulse device shoots my flag up. Well, anyway, I looked and I wanted to keep going on because it was so much fun. I mean, war is a good time. But they said, no, son, you got to step out to home base. I said, no, I just started this thing. I don't want to end it yet, you know. I'm sorry, son, you have to step out to zone base. So anyway, I figured if I had to go down, I just couldn't step over there. I mean, there's something that's left out whenever you just have an electrical war. I mean, there's just something that's too groovy about a real flesh tearing up, rip your jaws off your face, destroy your body, have your intestines pouring out over the ground, have your feet slapped off your body type of a war, which is kind of a groove, you see. But anyway, they hit my electrical impulse thing. Me realizing the television set was on, and my wife, she just might be home watching it, just in case TC Fox or MG Lion happened to be getting the prices right and settling on the bid. Well, I started gasping, and I started falling, and I started coming over this way, and I started coming over that way, and I go choke, choke, and I begin to fall to the ground. And then the chaplain, I mean, they even had an electronic computer chaplain. He comes over there and he says, I now pronounce this here boy laying on the ground with his electronic computer device throwing its yellow flag up there. I now pronounce him dead. Give you third right, amen. And that was just about it. But I didn't want to quit. Anyway, they returned me back to the corporation where they had the war games going. And I was sitting in there. There's a lot of other boys had to go back to home base, and they was all over there. And they were all sitting there. We were all talking, just shooting the bull, you know, because we'd learned how to shoot the bull. There ain't nothing better than being a soldier and shooting the bull. Friends, I want to tell you, if you ever want to join, you want to shoot the bull too. But anyway, this here fella says, the President of the United States of SSR USMGAT or something like that is going to come in here and talk to you boys. Long will this country remember what you have done. Long will all countries remember what you have done. You are the sacred soldiers, boldly fighting boldly fighting for. Anyway, see, I'm back here and I'm reading the classified ads. I'm trying to look around and see if there's anything I can get a job, and there's some masonry jobs, but I never had the strength to lift bricks anyway. My wife, she's just as mad at me as ever was. But I tell you, one day, what's gonna happen to me is I'm gonna be watching myself on TV, and I'm gonna see that beautiful thing
Just me and my country, just me and my war. Me as a soldier marching on before.
Well, anyway, that's just about it. And I just want to let you in on it for a second. And all I can say is if you're red or you're white or you're green or you're blue, either Uncle Sam or the Russians or somebody's gonna want you.
Behind the shadowed corners in the dawning of our years, we played among our memories of happiness and tears. We walked along the seafront, two children hand in hand. And if you believed in magic, then you lived in a magic land. From lemonade and seaweed and driftwood floating by, we built sandcastle empires that reached up to the sky. And left our bankrupt footprints to be taken by the tide, and laughed inside our innocence as the world passed by outside. We gazed along the coastline from the top of Bluebell Hill. The buttercups and dandelions were pulled against their will. The trembling woods behind us held their dark secrets too, where nettles sting and the butterflies wing on the banks of wildflower blue. And the bells on Sunday morning rang far across the sea, and salty seagulls sang their songs about eternity. And the ocean muttered something no man could understand, for he who solves a paraphrase, a power's at his command. In a corner of the garden where the rhododendrons grew, there lived a Captain Shannon whom everybody knew. His life he'd spent on sailing ships from the Azores down to the Horn. He danced the rhythm of the waves since the day that he was born. He used to take us on his knee and smoke his pipe of clay, and speak of storms and hurricanes and San Francisco Bay. He spoke of wars and earthquakes that had torn the world apart. Our little children laughed and died with each beat of your heart. One day a wounded seabird came to rest upon the land. His wings had ceased to function and were dry with oil and sand. A gentle dog had sensed him as the wind blew from the south, and fetched a lump of lifelessness home safely in his mouth. In the stroke of every hour, the oily bird was bathed, for Captain Shannon saw the bird and knew he could be saved. A few days he became quite well and quickly learned to fly. Flew off towards the sunset and left us wondering why. And we prayed there every morning, my tiny friend and I, looking out across the ocean beneath the clear blue sky, where the telescopic islands are half hidden in the mist. They broke the dim horizon where the sea and heaven kiss. He ate small boys for breakfast who did not eat their soup. I'll carry you in a rowboat to an island called Amen, and if you weren't too polite, you'd ne'er be seen again. The old hunchback lived all alone in a cave down by the sea, and stocked his fishbox kitchen with fools like you and me. He wore one golden earring and grew seaweed in his hair. Though no man had ever seen him, we all knew he lived there. He had a dog called Cephas who would bite you if he could, though you would never come to harm if the life you led was good. Now he might have been a walrus or he might have been a seal, though most times he looked just like a dog, though not a dog for real. One night while Captain Shannon was alone beside his beer, he heard the hunchback calling him and knew not any fear. For he was proud to be alive of his 70 years and 10, with twice the guile and twice the strength of ordinary men. I do not fear the hunchback, was the captain's brave reply. I am a bold seafaring man and not afraid to die. But the dog had sniffed the ocean from the seaman's salty skin, and led him to the water's edge as the tide came pounding in. And we hid beneath the blankets as the storm raged all night long. And once or twice we thought we heard the hunchback's mournful song, but we were children freshly launched upon the seas of life, and the news of Captain Shannon's death cut deeply like a knife. What happened on the beach that night has never been quite clear, for no one heard his helpless cries or saw him disappear. But we all knew who had been there, was as plain as it could be, by his usual trail of seaweed down the beach and out to sea. And the bells on Sunday morning rang far across the sea, and salty seabirds sang their songs about eternity, and the ocean muttered something no man could understand. For he who solves a paraphrase, a power's at his command.
Flow is all we've got to tell our stories, get it straight for once.
watch the waves crashing down, each one raising me. Just call it a dying man's request. Just call it a hangman's mask. Just say it's a matter for the courts. Just call it the scars upon my fists. Just place your head upon my own before this tie becomes a noose. Cause we were bleeding, never listening. And when we meet, we'll meet as friends. And for all those absent songs, I name you my blood, you're my blood. And we may dress ourselves as wolves and leave me cold upon your doorstep. Because my ghosts are never kind. Because your baby's heart still beating. It's begun. But love does not stop. Love does not stop. You can have your balcony by the sea. Watch the waves crashing down, each one erasing me. You can have your balcony by the sea. See. Watch the waves crashing down, each one erasing me. You can have your balcony by the sea, the sea, the sea. Watch the waves crashing down, each one erasing me. You can have your balcony by the sea, the sea, the sea. Watch the waves crashing down, each one erasing me.
Down Chapel Street, they'll jump you, cut your throat as soon as give you the eye. Those wholesome girls down Chapel Street, they need some place to move their feet before they soothe you with a lullaby. The brightest place, the music's loud, and there's my bars where the villains meet the stars. Money's changing hands under the table. But we're gonna dance till they shut the door, till they clear the floor, till they beg for more. Well, she's the kind of squeeze that you can't refuse. Bedroom eyes and demons and a dancing shoe. Well, she's the kind of tease that needs good. work. She fairly got my number. Loves those cost-offs and those hand-me-downs. Dresses like a bride-to-be from some other century. Stylish rags, ripped up wedding gowns. But you don't have to face the mess when every day is fancy dress. But she's a kind of squeeze that you can't.
If you have been, thanks for listening.